Oh, in Jesus' name we rejoice. We come into the presence of the Godhead, thanking you, Father. Oh, for the Lamb of God. Oh, for my Savior. Oh, the precious, precious one. Lord, thank you so much for him. Thank you that we come and rejoice in that wonderful name, Lord God, and in that love. Oh, the love that will not let us go. That love that comes after us and holds us always, never forsaking us. Nothing can separate us from it, Lord God. How wonderful it has penetrated us. God, we just thank you for it, Lord. And break up all the hardness, any hardness that would be there today, God. As the word of God break up the fallow ground. Lord, let that wonderful water just richly come in. Deep down, Lord Jesus, into the corners, Lord God. Those places of our lives that we've been reluctant to give to you. Open them up today. God, let it be a new day. Thank you, God, it is, Lord. And our salvation is new in you every day. And we're thankful for that, Lord. You're saving, praise God, grace, saving us from ourselves. Lord, how you protect us, how you long for us. Now, Lord, as we open this word, God, open our hearts to receive it. Lord, let us take it in. Lord, these are special times. We're with the family of God. We're here with you. We're in your name, and you're with us, and you're in our midst. Lord, you're walking through the pews, Lord God. You're dealing with us. Your Holy Spirit's convicting hearts right now. Lord, let us rejoice and thank God that you deal with us as sons. Let us turn it over to you. Magnify that beautiful one, the Lamb, the Savior, the Son, Jesus. And in that name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you'd like to open your Bibles, we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. What a sweet, wonderful encouragement the Holy Spirit puts through Paul as he utters this wonderful 10th verse, pinning this into our hearts, letting us know that this is exactly who we are and what we are by the grace of God. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, it says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." But by the grace of God. But by the grace of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now, brothers and sisters, I read this, and I'll tell you what, I'm taking flight right now, and I hope you are too. But maybe instead of all the how I can change me New Year's resolutions that keep muttering through your head year after year, maybe we'll realize the greatest one we could ever realize today. How wonderfully and fearfully we are made. Huh? Come on now. Well, I'm not going to jump ahead. The beauty to realize and cherish that I am what I am by the grace of God. So many people I see walking through this life trying so desperately to be somebody else. So many people I've met through my life who have tried to make me somebody that I'm not. Amen? But today's sermon, I'm going to tell you this, and I hope it doesn't disappoint anybody here, but it's not going to be a self-improvement CD where you find yourself in front of the mirror endlessly trying to convince yourself how beautiful you are. When any beauty that we got here today is all because of him. But the very reason that we all, the family of God, is beautiful here today is because of him. Amen. Christ in me and Christ in you. The new man that we are in Jesus Christ. And truly the same beauty that each and every one of us share here today, the I am what I am by the grace of God, man. Now think about what we've just read. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Do we really realize what we are by grace? What we are because of God's unmerited favor towards us? What we are because of God's unconditional love for us? The grace that has made us sons of God? Come on. That ice has got to break through someday. It does. We are masterpieces of God's grace. We are His workmanship. Think of that. God already spoke it all into existence. And we marvel through those telescopes. We look at the handiwork of God. But that was just a... and it was done. And then He gave His Son for the work in you. He gave His Son for the work in me. And we just kind of take it a little too lightly, don't we? Yeah. And join heirs. Man, Lord, I can understand how maybe Your grace could kind of let me in by the skin of my teeth. I could understand maybe how I'm this rotten prodigal that's been running around out there for so long. And yet You've been looking for me every moment. Searching. Wanting my return. And not only did You just say, oh, well, welcome back. You were waiting all the time. With a robe and with a ring. And with a kiss. With a feast. Well, maybe I can understand that a little bit. But then You want me. More than anything. You gave Your Holy Spirit. To come and witness this truth. You had Your Son even wait longer to take that wonderful throne. Because, Son, You're going to have a wife. That's what this time's about. A wife getting ready. A wife being ready. Can you imagine? Imagine the grace that's extended to us. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Do you realize what that grace is? And then, in the ages to come, and we've got an idea and a vision and a working of that in our lives, but then in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His grace. Yeah, that's right. I giggle and I laugh. And I say, thank You, Jesus. I'm so just ready to leap. Gone. By the grace of God. And is anything hard for the grace of God? Can anything stop the grace of God? Satan tried. Did everything he could from letting him even be born. Anything he could from letting him go on. Oh, let me tempt him out here in the wilderness. That wasn't to prove anything. That was just to show us how to deal with the old enemy. It is written. Here you go, old devil. Get a face of this. You scamp. You can't even address me unless you have an appointed time from my Father. Do you know that? Do you really know that? So many people so fearful of the devil and fearful of the enemy. Perfect love casts out all fear. Oh, but brother, you ought to have seen him. It's awful. Came in my home. And he's come in my home before. I think he was a little bit here this morning. He usually shows up. Sometimes Saturday night, Sunday morning. Can you imagine that? Oh, yeah. Sure. God just showing himself faithful time and time again. Oh, I want you to be a little bit weaker, son, so I can show myself strong. I don't want you coming up here, honey, with any of your own strength. I want you coming up here with everything by my Spirit. And then it's going to be good, it's going to be rich, and it's going to be right. Now, what do you think of that? You know, that would scare some folks. You mean, brother, you don't just, you know, lock yourself up and shut yourself up and chant all day and do this and holy, holy. No. He's already made me holy. I'm already righteous. Praise God. I'm not goofing around. I want you to know that. I'm on my knees and I'm thanking him and I'm rejoicing in him. But you know what? I want to be able to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice and rejoice always and in all things and everywhere. I love the liberty of Christ. How about you? I'm not ashamed of it. I'm thankful to God for it. And I pray that by God's grace, we rejoice in the precious liberty that he has given us. But brothers and sisters, you know, when we realize that grace has made us the very sons of God, this, I really believe, becomes the greatest battle of faith in every one of us and in everything we face. And I mention this verse almost every single Sunday because he mentions it to my heart every single day. Is greater is he that is in me. In me. Not around me, not over me, but is greater is he that is in me. I got grace in me. You got grace in you. Praise God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There's nothing that can stop that great grace. Praise the Lord. There isn't. It's there, brothers and sisters. It is so bountiful. It's so wonderful. And again, in the ages to come, it's going to be the exceeding riches of his grace. And maybe nowhere better in the Word of God is maybe this all addressed, proved, and settled than in the book of Romans. And maybe no better, as the Lord was encouraging my heart so greatly this week, in Romans 7:10. And Brother Paul, I love this, he sits there and he says, oh Lord, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. Now, I've had a lot of folks sit right in that office and quote that verse and just sit there in despair. I've had people not in that office, and this one there, sitting in that office, quoting that same thing in despair. And the same old thing comes out. Oh, brother, I'm stuck. I can't get out. I'm overwhelmed. I got this sin just raining on me. That's if you stop with Romans chapter 7. Brother Paul was encouraged in spirit to soar right over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 7 is wonderful too. But it just keeps getting better and better and better. And see, he knew that by the grace of God, I am what I am. And so he stepped right into, there is therefore now. Not someday. Not just when I see Jesus Christ face to face. There is therefore now. No condemnation to me. Because I am in Christ Jesus. I love that. I don't abuse it. I couldn't. It's just the way it is. Because when it really hits your life, you'll be thankful. You'll just drop to your knees and say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, the worm that I would be without you. But praise God, so righteous and holy before the Father, because of the Lamb of God. Now, he let his heart soar. He realized that whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. A lot of people get confused when you quote that. How about read the very next part? For his seed remaineth in him. Get it? It's the life. Remember, greater is he that is in me. Grace of God is in me. The Lamb of God is in me. The life of Jesus Christ is who I am. Come on. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Praise the Lord, not only is the love of God for us and upon us, it's in us. Oh my goodness, the mighty power of God that is for us. And then it is, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. And then, brothers and sisters, that might bring us into the most beautiful verse in the whole Word of God. But I kind of say that every time I read a verse. How about you? Aren't you thankful for the Word of God? Doesn't it just talk to you all the time? Listen to it. Believe it. That's your song. That's the Psalms. That's the wonderful joy of the Lord is my strength. It's his word. And it's alive and it's real. And he talks with me and he walks with me. And his sheep know his voice, don't you? Yeah, you know it. There's no doubt. You know why there's no doubt when you know his voice? Because it's the word of God. Somebody come up to you, oh, I got the word of the day for you. I got the word every day for me. And you got the word every day for you. I love how safe you are. I look at you, I'm telling you. Rejoice in the beauty. Rejoice in the hand that holds you. Can you see it? Can you see the hand that holds me? Lord, is it time to go? I'm just kind of being quiet. But we don't have to be quiet because the trump's going to sound. We'll hear it by his grace. But brothers and sisters, Romans 8:3. For what the law could not do. Did you hear that? Listen to that. For what the law could not do. And so many people trying to let the law do something. Come on. Know the word of God. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. See, there's nothing wrong with the law. Sure, a lot of stuff wrong with our flesh. But God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, get this, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, did you hear that again? He condemned sin in the flesh. I'll give it to you this way. Here we go. He judged it. He slew it. And he buried it. Now what you trying to do with something he already took care of? That's truth. I don't care what Pastor so-and-so says. And even what your mom and dad told you, maybe from knee high to the grasshopper. I want us to be concerned with what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says he condemned it. It's done. He dealt with it. Come on now. Come on. We're justified, brothers and sisters. And we need to start believing and seeing and living that that old man is dead. Is dead. And you know one thing that a sweet sister was encouraging me in not too long ago? You know a dead man can't live? No, dead man can't live. Can't. And that old me died the moment that Jesus Christ came to live in me. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so thankful the scripture reminds me that over and over. Because I need to be reminded of that, and you do too. Because you know what? Flesh is weak. But by His Spirit, see, the Spirit takes the things of Christ and makes them mine. And the thing that He did is He condemned that sin in the flesh. And I realize that He performed that perfect work. He did that. It is finished, brothers and sisters. And by the grace of God, that was the grace of God that did it. I didn't deserve it. You didn't it either. We deserve to die. We deserve to rot and to burn. Because no man come to God. There isn't. There's no man that comes after Him. There's nobody that wants to hear Him. But there's a life in you that does. Amen. And it's the life of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful to God that that's a life that can increase in faith. And it's a life that can, by God's grace, grow in grace. Amen? See, people want this. They see this in your life. They do. And as you'll live for the Lord by God's grace, they'll see a strength. They'll see that, you know, that guy, there is something different there. And by His grace, you're ready to give every man an answer for the hope that just abounds in you. And you do it in such gracefulness and in love and in thankfulness, and it's an honor. Lord, I'm your son. I was always so thankful. I really, so thankful in my life for the parents that I have, Thankful for my daddy. And people would say, oh, you're John Odorcio's son. Thinking of him every day, but especially at this time. And I'd say, yeah, I am John Odorcio's son. But now, you know, my daddy's gone. And that generation's pretty much done. But how many people now come and say, what makes you different? Where'd you come from? I'm a son of God. God the Father is my dad. I'm from the family of the Most High. I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. Even though I haven't been there, I'm there. Now, brothers and sisters, in that darkness, boy, this just tore me up this week reading it. In that darkness from the sixth to the ninth hour upon the cross, all of God's wrath and judgment was poured out on the Lamb. All of that judgment of sin. I stood up in my office and I just raised my hands. And I said, oh, thank you. Thank you. You became sin for me. I will never, ever face that. You did it. And that cross is my victory. See, it's my victory. It's our victory, but it's my victory. My victory over sin and my victory over death. Because whom He has made free is free indeed. Now, brothers and sisters, There's a beauty unto God, and it's only one. And it's righteous and it's holy. And it's the life of His Son. And I bask before Him today with you. Whether you know it or not, He's taking pleasure in your life. And He is. If you're a Christian here today, He can't help but take pleasure in your life. Now, you may not be completely yielding to God. Don't you get me wrong. Because it is a narrow way. But I'm going to tell you something. There isn't a child of God that He doesn't dote on. That He doesn't love. That He doesn't say, "Oh, my son, isn't that life wonderful? Isn't it precious to me? I don't care how ornery you have been. How much you have lived in defiance. If you're a son of God here today, He loves you just as much as any son that He has ever had, that He will ever have. But most importantly, He loves you as His only begotten Son. Do you understand that? Do you understand that that's the life that came to live in you? Do you understand that when the Father sees you, He sees the Lamb, He sees His Son? Do you realize He sees the blood? That there is no difference. See, a lot of people don't like to hear that. How could that be? Because the Bible tells you so, nut. That's why I don't worry and I don't fret. And I've got hope. I'm abounding in the hope of my Savior. The hope of His undying and unconditional and forever love to me. And that's why today He's made you beautiful. Because He died for you. And you received His life. And I'm telling you, I'm loving Christ in me. And I'm adoring Christ in you. Because it's the hope of glory. It's the hope of glory. And in that alone, brothers and sisters, someday, if we'll just take that freely given grace and just let it ride and let it run and let it grow, not only does He love you, not only does He see you today and just dote upon you. This isn't something just to make you feel good. This is what it is. This is why you should, I hate to use the word, you should feel good. I don't care if your body don't feel good. I don't care if your home doesn't seem good. Jesus loves you. But if this grace will really just saturate your life and hit you, do you know that you'll grow into something that will ravish Him? I'm talking about with just one glance. There's some that get that. And that was just by grace. But did you know that He said that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of this intimacy that we rejoice in here? This isn't something that we just come here and, well, He said it again. This isn't something that come here and say, "Oh, well, I saw Sister Keys blow over there and Sister Austin glow over there, and that was good enough for me." No, it ain't good enough for you. It's not. This is yours, brothers and sisters. It's mine. Yes. It's mine. Yes. And it's yours. And it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Yes, it's mine. Yes, it's mine. And it's yours. Hallelujah. And this is ours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. glory to God. Yes! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. While every head is bowed. Oh, in Jesus' name, the love of God feels so good. Oh, thank you. Lord, thank you for your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. God, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Thank you, Lord. It is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, quicken us. Lord, if there be a request for this year, Lord, God, quicken us. I know it's your desire and it's your will, but Lord, it has to be the will of God in us. God, help us to see it, Lord. Help us to want it. Help us to quit wasting our time, God, and redeem it. Because the grains of sand running through that hourglass are just about gone. You're just about here. Lord, you're on the wing. You're leaping over the hills. Oh, yes. The time of the coming of the Lord is upon us. We thank you, Lord, that you've touched us with that today. And Lord, it's not just a moment of time. God, it's a moment that endures time. And we ask you, by your grace, make that flame fervent. Stoke it, Lord God. Breathe upon it, Lord. Let it just become so fiery that we meet you as your readied wife. In Jesus' name, amen.